Lightyear is working to save the future of solar electric vehicles. Subscribe to Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free to hear more. Lightyear hopes to restart production of its mass-produced solar-powered electric vehicle after being forced to file for bankruptcy shortly after it opened pre-orders for its new vehicle. Expected to cost around £35,000, the Lightyear 2 will feature a solar roof and bonnet, doubling the car's range per charge to more than 500 miles, with an overall charge time 3 times less than a conventional electric car. Lightyear signed a pre-order deal for 10,000 Lightyear 2s with rental giant Arvel in January, capping off a busy promotional period for the company earlier this year. Arvel's chairman and chief executive Alain van Groenendael described Lightyear's technology at the time as proven, affordable and environmentally friendly. Lightyear 2 was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas on January 12. After a week of public waiting lists opening, the new solar electric car has already received more than 21,000 pre-orders from B2B partners. Arvel, Athlon, LeasePlan and MyWheels have all pre-ordered Lightyear 2 equivalent to nearly £741 million in sales, but that vote of confidence wasn't enough to save the deal. A series of confusing announcements followed, with the company abandoning its previously announced production plans for Lightyear 0 on January 23, focusing solely on Lightyear 2, and then filing for bankruptcy on January 27, just 2 weeks after opening the waiting list to buy the new car. Netherlands-based Lightyear used to have around 600 employees, but a former senior member of the company confirmed that only a few are left. However, Lightyear's remaining founders and directors have now launched a new company and managed to raise £7 million from previous investors to continue the business while raising new funds. The investment consortium is led by InvestNL, a private company led by Wouter Bos that was established in 2020 to fund companies that make the Netherlands more sustainable and innovative. "We tried to find the best way forward for everyone," Lightyear founder Lex Hoofsluit. Lex Hoofsluit, Lightyear founder, said, "All involved worked relentlessly to secure the continuation of our mission. We kept the interests of all stakeholders at heart during this process. We realize that the impact on our employees, investors, clients and suppliers is significant, but we tried to find the best way forward for everyone." Hoofsluit said the investment creates a solid capital base for our new company and gives the company the opportunity to continue working on its solar electric vehicle concept and raise the additional investment needed to start manufacturing the Lightyear 2. Lightyear confirms that the intellectual property of its vehicle concept serves as a security for all parties involved. Rink Zonneveld, InvestNL chief executive, said, "Thanks to the efforts of many, we are glad that Lightyear can continue its mission. The past year InvestNL has invested significantly in Lightyear, because we believe in the potential of its technology. The challenge remains significant, but the company also has great opportunities. Together with all involved, we want to make a success of Lightyear. Please give Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast a 5-star review to help us grow our audience. Subscribe to the Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Deezer, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Audible, Gaana, Samsung Podcasts, Google News and the Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Alexa skill. For more articles and episodes, search Hackney to emerge as leader in electric vehicle charging. Subscribe to Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free to hear more.